A lot of what has been talked about so far is about kind of push policies and the laws that we've established and the roles that government has played in providing capital incentives and you know, kind of throwing money at the sector, requiring certain activities and getting customers to engage in certain ways and customers that don't need. Kind of retail customers, I mean, real estate community, building owners, also some of the largest energy users, pushing them into action. And I think what I like about public shaming, which I think works and is awesome, is that it really gets customers. Customers have all the power. It gets them to pull instead of push. And so I think the Green Bank is an entity that is a great example of that. And you know, when we talk about the riskiness of these new asset classes and clean energy and energy efficiency assets, it's a perceived risk issue. It's not an actual risk issue. And so the way that we, laws help, and a lot of these push policies really do help, but what we really need is not so much from the government, but in contracts and thinking about incentives, i.e. motivations. So, for example, I've seen some very innovative contracts that we're supporting from a financial perspective that say, look, building owner, you don't think that these savings are going to accrue. You, not only is energy not your primary business, you know, it's just you have so many other competing demands on your capital. That's fine. We'll finance it. We'll isolate you from the energy savings. You only have to pay for savings that actually accrue. And you're going to get an extra rental income stream from the space I rent on your roof that you're not using, right? The customer says, look, okay, it doesn't matter. I don't care if it performs or if it doesn't perform. I don't care about energy efficiency. I'm getting an extra revenue stream. I'm going to do this.